From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Bloch. French authorities have canceled 6 Air France flights between Paris and Los Angeles, citing security concerns. They say the U.S. Embassy requested the move. The Associated Press and Reuters are reporting that the threats involved passengers scheduled to fly on those flights. The cancellations come 3 days after the U.S. Department of Homeland Security raised the terror threat level to orange.
The Department of Homeland Security had no public comment on the cancellations, but one department official speaking on background told NPR the threats were credible. The official noted that the move to cancel the flights was very sensitive and said there was concern that going public would disrupt the chances of catching any suspects. All 6 flights were to have left today and tomorrow. French officials say they are working to accommodate the passengers.
At Los Angeles International Airport today, security was raised to the highest level since September 11, 2001. Officials suspended the curbside drop-off and pickup of passengers, and holiday travelers found themselves stuck in messy traffic jams and long lines. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports.
Police checkpoints are up at all entrances into Los Angeles International Airport. That means long traffic jams on adjacent city streets and freeways. It took Ricardo Passante an hour just to get through the security checkpoint and funneled into a nearby garage where he dropped off relatives heading to Disney World for Christmas.
Bye! Have fun in Florida! And say hi to Mickey Mouse and Donald Duck!
Last night, L.A. Mayor James Hahn stepped up security at LAX. For the next 12 days, access to the airport curbs is limited to taxis, shuttles, and buses. Security hasn't been this tight at the airport since the months after 9/11, but with more than 2.6 million passengers expected to pass through between now and January 4th, LAX spokesman Harold Johnson says the move was necessary.
There's been no specific threat against Los Angeles International Airport, just precautionary.
You're going to Atlanta? Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have an electronic ticket?
Yeah.
All right. The end of this line, right behind.
Delta employee Esther Nelson is attempting to control the crowds near the ticket counter, but the lines grow longer by the minute, crossing over each other. Passengers get frustrated. Without dropping her smile, Nelson says everyone is pretty understanding about the long waits.
These poor people are trying to get where they're trying to get, but we'll get them there eventually. Christmas might be on Friday for some people, but that's the way it goes.
Passenger Hope Weinman was upstairs, almost at the front of the American Airlines ticket line, when she got sent downstairs and outside.
And they redirected us down here, said go to the lady in the orange vest, who apparently didn't even appear to exist. And then finally they brought us down here, and they said that they're going to take us on a shuttle bus to another check-in point.
Weinman says she has mixed feelings about the extra security. Of course, she says she'll follow official orders, but quietly she's wondering if all the hassle is worth it. Passenger Charles Miller says he's thankful for the police and security. He missed the last family vacation to Hawaii with his 2 daughters and wife, Susan Marsh.
He chickened out after 9/11, so we're going to try it one more time.
Are you worried?
No. It's too late now to worry.
Miller and Marsh got here 5 hours before their flight left. Airport officials say 2.5 hours will do for domestic flights, 3.5 for international ones. They have other tips for getting through the security lines faster. Don't wrap holiday presents, label your laptops, and if you're wearing a heavy coat in preparation for a white Christmas, take it off and send it through the X-ray scanner solo. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Los Angeles.